D. Stevens Management and Consulting. D. Stevens Management and Consulting is a great opportunity creator for real estate investors. Buying a real estate property is really a typical decision. But no need to worry, D. Stevens Management and Consulting is always here to help you with profitable real estate investment opportunities. Derek Stevens used his real estate knowledge and experience for making D. Stevens Management and Consulting best for investors. D. Stevens Management and Consulting states a good consultant should be familiar with the subject, but he should always stick to the principles of his work and develop continuously as an individual consultant. As the framework for management consulting becomes known and more consultants who implement these findings could be available on the labor market every year, the benefits of advice will be replaced when new problems arise. A new approach is needed so that the management and consulting industry, not to mention individual and firm consultants, will be able to draw its lessons from dramatic external threats and forces and problems. This happens more often than management consultants would like to admit, and not only in developing countries. These reports end up on customers' bookshelves along with two other expensive and unimplemented reports from well-known international consultancies. Either way, both sides are blaming each other. Suppose the problem is portrayed as low morale and poor performance by the hourly workforce. The first task of the consultants is to explore the context of the problem. A management consultant may reject or accept the original description of the client. Management consulting is a company that analyzes complex problems in an organization and offers solutions. It is a valuable service because consultants offer an unbiased view of the problem from the outside and devote their full attention to solving it. In short, management consultants play a key role in helping customers succeed both in the short term and in the long term. At first glance, it may seem unlikely that outsiders will be able to provide expertise that is not available in-house at leading companies in the industry. We would like to point out that even in a difficult economic environment, large management consultancies continue to grow and hire more consultants every year. Large audit firms offer advisory services to their clients. In addition to assessing financial performance, financial advisors deal with accounting procedures and techniques to improve cash flow, tax issues, and risk management. These groups are aimed at providing financial advice to companies. Management consulting projects, also referred to as case studies, and engagements are diverse and varied. This is one of the most attractive aspects of the job for potential career starters in the industry. Many of these consultancies are in operation today, and the main business is to sell management consulting services to a wide range of clients. Management consulting is one of the most sought-after areas in the business world. Let us be clear, we do not mean this badly. On the surface, it sounds rosy and glamorous, lots of air travel, work on complex business problems and contact with top management. These are all great parts of management consultancy, but in reality it is not for everyone. If you are a creative person looking to build a product, service, or business, business consulting may not be right for you. Once you have a solid understanding of what the management consulting industry entails, it is important to know which company you want to work for. Management consulting is the practice of helping organizations improve their performance. Organizations rely on the services of management consultants for a number of reasons, including obtaining external, objective advice and access to specialized expertise from consultants. Due to their commitment and their relationships with numerous organizations, management consultants are aware of the best practices in the industry. Management consultants work with management to evaluate the company, identify problems, gather information, and implement solutions. They can specialize in a specific sector, such as healthcare, manufacturing, or education. Management consultants can focus on functions such as human resources, information technology, financial restructuring and inventory control. The majority of consultants work for consulting firms, but some consultants are self-employed. Most jobs are in large agglomerations, and management consultants often work from a corporate headquarters and visit the company's offices or subsidiaries. These activities require a lot of travel to customers' offices and can require long periods away from home. Management consultants experience a lot of stress at work due to these factors. Consultants experience a high level of stress when trying to meet customer requirements within a tight time frame. Management consultants spend little time in their own offices.